Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out.
Good morning, Gwinnett, Hall, Barrow, and North Fulton. How's everybody doing today? I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. All stuffed and got your fill of turkey and dressing and all that stuff and the desserts and the football. And I know I'm still having turkey sandwiches. Hey, I am so happy to have on the show with me today one of the new owners of Tanner's, Jose Laus. How you doing, Jose?
Good. How are you?
I say one part because the other half is your wife, Christina.
75%.
Yes. Well, she's the boss. We know
exactly
how that works.
Exactly.
And I say new owners only because we've got to emphasize that. You guys have actually been the owners of Tanner's now for 2 years.
Correct. We took over in June of 16.
June of 16. And there are still people that aren't quite getting that yet.
We just got a phone call yesterday asking to speak to Rick Tanner, who it's actually been 15 years since he's been there. And then we told them we're the new owners, and they were shocked. So, yeah, the people are still – and we put banners up and everything, but people still come by and wonder – you know, where the old owners are, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're probably happy when they find out they're not around. I'm sorry, I didn't.
It's a mixed, yes.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, I have a little history with the previous, and, you know, and again, when you guys took it over and I had the opportunity to meet with, you know, you and your wife, I mean, I definitely saw night and day.
Oh.
You know, you
good,
guys.
Good, I hope.
Yes. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, good. I mean, you guys, very welcoming, you know, and I can tell you guys care, okay? And I was so happy that we were able to get back to working with you again, with Tanner's,
right,
but with you guys, because it was a little bit of hiatus when we worked with them prior, because
sure,
of the previous.
It was a dilemma for us, actually, because we were going to name it something else, our own name, but we know Tanner's has a history in Suwannee, mm-hmm, and actually throughout Atlanta. And the old owner wanted us to keep it Tanner's. And even though it had some baggage associated with it, you know, in the last 10, 12 years, we went along with the owner and kept the name. And it's been a curse and a blessing at the same time, because Tanner's has been known through, it's a, you know, staple in Atlanta.
Right.
But then we've also, you know, if you look at, you know, reviews prior to 2 years before we took over, it was a rough patch for Tanner's. So it was a challenge for us to come back and bring it to what we wanted to.
Don't you dare eat all those over there. I'm watching you like a hawk, man. I'm talking about food. Here's the thing, guys. Tanner's has been around for a long time, and they do. They are very well known for some really, really good food, okay? Their ribs are off the charts, okay? And I say this from experience because – as the owner of Choices to You, I'm also one of my better customers. I order rather regularly, and I order from Tanner's a lot. Matter of fact, gatherings I have at my house, I usually go to the catering route with them for the ribs, like I said, but the chicken lips. Those chicken lips, yes, I said chicken lips, folks. Those are like a Southwest egg roll, correct?
It is, yes.
But just the name. When I tell people about that, they're like, what? And I say, look, take a bite. So, you know, you guys, you kept the name, but you kept some of the staple products.
Absolutely. We, when we took over and saw lips on the menu, we were like, we're changing the name first thing. But then we had several guests that would drive hours for lips. And sometimes if we were out of them, they would wait up to 3 hours to be made. And I was like, okay, I can't touch this, you know?
And you guys make them, right?
We make, yeah, yes, we make.
They're freshly made. They're not pre-packaged.
No. We make it all from scratch. And then also the chicken fingers. Those two things we will not touch.
Well, damn things are huge.
They are.
They are the biggest chicken fingers. I mean, that's some fat fingers.
Yeah, we get them. I mean, they're about 3 ounces each, which with the batter on them, they're almost 4.5 ounces mm-hmm. each. So, but those two things we haven't touched and we will not touch. Because that will just kill us, you know?
I hear you. The baked beans, too.
Yeah.
The baked beans are phenomenal. Guys, if you have not been to Tanner's, for one, if you've never been, what the heck's your problem? Two, if you haven't been there in a few years, go. Meet the owners. They're super nice people. And now, as was just brought to my attention today, you are also an executive chef.
Yes, I've.
And you, so you got. I mean, tell me about your history. You know, when you got into it. Where, I mean,
I've. I started in the food business as a cook when I was 17. So I'm on my 33rd year now in the business.
I like that he's aging himself.
I've done nothing. I've really done nothing else. But when I was young, my mother and I we purchased a restaurant. And at that time, we had no idea of really what we were doing, mm-hmm. but we were producing good food at that time, and we had good personalities back then. And
as you do now.
That's why I'm in the kitchen. That's where I started, and then after we sold the restaurant.
But now, if I may ask, where was this at?
In New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually opened two in New Jersey.
Oh, so.
Yeah. We were just good, but we never had money before, so it's like we just, you know, we blew it all. But after that, I went to a Culinary Institute of America, and which they say it's one of the top schools, you know, in the world or something. So anyway, I went there, graduated, and then I started working right after that, and I became an executive chef shortly, like in my mid-20s, and I've been that since then. My last stint was at the Capitol Grill. I was executive chef partner for 6 years in Buckhead.
What got you down here to Georgia from Jersey?
Actually, when Cheesecake Factory only had two restaurants, they called me to be their chef.
Oh.
And they opened the one in Buckhead, which I believe was their third one. And they moved me from New Jersey. They flew me to California for an interview. And then they asked me to come and help open the Buckhead location.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And now, so you go from that, and again, you were the executive chef at in Buckhead.
Correct.
How did this come about? What brought it? I mean, now was Christine? Has she always been in the restaurant business, so that was something that she was in, you know, into also, or what's?
Well, like most couples in the restaurant business, we met at a restaurant.
Gotcha.
And she actually trained me when I was with Rare Hospitality. And she's been a front of the house manager as well as a kitchen manager for over 20 years as well. So we have a lot of years combined.
Before you guys got married, you were already pre-trained. I like that.
We were.
She started training you right away.
Exactly.
Women are good for that.
Exactly. And then, we've both been in the business, and we have two young daughters. And while I was at Capitol Grill, I was working a lot. And so there were Tanner's came up for sale we decided to take a dive, you know, and sometimes mm-hmm. my wife is like, why did we do this? You know, why did we do this? You know, but I really enjoy, seeing happy guests and satisfied guests, mm-hmm. you know, so, that's what I look for.
And you get a lot of those. I mean, I've been there. Like I said, I've had the food delivered. I've also been there, you know, as a customer. And, you know, the staff is great. And, again, like I said, the food is great. And, yes, I mean, Christine has come up, you know, and it's not just because she knows me, but I've also seen, you know, she goes and says hi to everybody at the other tables and stuff and really, you know. And then, yeah, you do occasionally pop your head out.
Very rarely, but, yes, I do.
Now, so I also noticed, okay, there's a pot roast that you made. Is that what it
right? It is, yes.
Now, was that a Tanner's item before, or is this something that you...
This is on my new... okay. Because
you mentioned you're coming up...
Correct.
You're ordering a new item, so
I'm implementing new menu items to modernize it a little bit more. And this I call pot roast, but it's a lot more than that.
I saw that. It really looks good.
We actually use demi-glace for the sauce. So that's like a very expensive reduced veal base. And we use red wine as well. And I don't mention that at all, you know? And then on top of that, our meat is short rib, which is a very good cut of meat.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And nobody would ever call it pot roast, you know? They would call it short rib. But for our guests, I think it's more approachable,
right,
you know?
Because
I did have it on the menu before as short rib, and we sold, like, none.
Right.
And ever since I've been calling it pot roast, it's one of our top sellers.
It's all in the name.
And exactly. And I don't, like I said, I don't put what the ingredients are. It takes forever to make. The sauce takes hours and hours to make.
It's made with love, though.
Exactly. And I don't put any of that. I just put pot roast. And then people, you know, are more, you know,
associated. Well, yeah, then they have it, and they're like, oh,
exactly.
Oh my God, this mm-hmm. is awesome.
Right. If they knew, if
sometimes it's better not to tell all.
Exactly.
As long as nothing bad, you know, exactly. Which not, no, but, you know, no. People, you know, the preconceived note. Wait a minute, that, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I mean, gosh, I know even I mean, there's certain things I'd be like, no, just the name of it.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy. So now again, you've had and you guys also did a lot of remodeling.
We have.
In the middle of it.
We have spent, and you might not be able to see it right away, but we have spent so much money on remodeling the kitchen. And the dining room was about 90% done.
Right. I remember still working on those last part of tiles.
Correct. Yeah. And we also are working now with local artists.
Yeah.
We have six local artists, which have all their art on our walls now.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are for sale. We've sold several. But it also, we like to start working more with the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be artists or musicians or anything like that. But that's what we're headed towards.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, and again, it's all about being part of the community.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, guys, again, you know, you go to Tanner's, you're gonna see it's got a different look. You know, not drastic, but then again, the art. And, you know, what Jose is just saying, you got the local thing going. So now you mentioned music. Are you going to have or do you have like a musician come in? Or
we are considering that.
Uh-huh.
obviously got to, you know, clear it with Christina. But
Christina, if you're listening.
But we're seeing the bar. We don't want to make it where nobody can hear themselves talk, yeah. You know, but we wanted some nice background music.
Well, maybe an acoustic type.
Exactly.
Of
yeah, maybe one person guitar.
Right.
But that is something that we're looking to set up at the bar perhaps, you know, maybe a couple of nights a week. But that's our next step after we finish remodeling.
Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, you mentioned the artists, and these are all local artists.
Everyone is from Sewanee, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And that's definitely keeping it.
I was going to keep it Gwinnett, but we have so much talent
just
in Sewanee.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And if you look at the art, it's gorgeous, you know. And
I've seen,
yeah.
Yes. You got some, there were some really
some
nice
talented
pieces
people.
Up there.
Yep.
Yes, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, you go there, you probably get a great price on them. And the cool thing is, it might become a Picasso one day. You never know. So two children.
Correct.
Two girls, you said?
Two beautiful girls, Alexis and Kaylee, 10 and 9.
10 and 9.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
And they can work a restaurant like anybody. I mean, they can work almost every position.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yes.
I mean,
amazing.
They were pretty much born with a spatula.
Even though I tell them I never want you working in a restaurant once you grow up, but they're amazing. They've been so patient with us because, as most restaurant families are, they tend to spend a lot of time at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And sometimes I tell them they don't understand this, but I'm like, it'll be worth it one day, and mm-hmm. you know, I'll take you to Disney one day again, like we used to go. they've been so patient and amazing.
That's good. Yeah. That's cool. And you know, being a part of it, being there, you know, getting to see what mom and dad are doing.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. that's a pretty cool thing.
Yep.
You got to like that. Guys, again, I want to remind you all that this show is brought to you by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. We are here at the beautiful Sonesta Hotel, just off of Pleasant Hill, by what's left of Gwinnett Mall. Also, I want to let some folks know that on December 15th here at the Sonesta, the Amanda Riley Foundation will be having breakfast with Santa. Those of you not familiar with the Amanda Riley Foundation, this foundation was started back, I believe, in 2010 when a beautiful young lady named Amanda lost her battle with cancer. Her mom, Steve, and Barbara keep her alive via the foundation. They help, they raise money for research. They also help with families in need with their child, because I pray that nobody ever has to deal with this, but, and my heart goes out to those who do, because of what they have to do, and the cost is unbelievable. So the Amanda Riley Foundation helps them with bills. They help them. And what's really cool is when they do Breakfast with Santa, and I have had the honor, yes, I will say it, I've had the honor, I am Santa for that event, that you, they don't just get gifts for the cancer warriors. They get gifts for everybody, and they take care of everybody. It is such a wonderful event. So please check it out, AmandaRileyFoundation.org. Check them out. Also, I'll be this Saturday, I'll be at Stars and Strikes in Tequila with Positive Impact, help with foster kids. That's how I started doing it back in 2010. So it's really a cool thing. So now we get back to Jose. What are some of the things that you get involved in? If I may, I'm going to put you on the spot.
As far as what, outside of the restaurant?
Yeah, well, outside the restaurant. Yeah, I mean, some, you know.
Outside the restaurant, I go home and sleep. and then I go back to the restaurant. no, right now, I mean, like when I was with Capital Grille as a chef, I had more time. You know, I also had assistants and all that stuff. So I used to do, we used to do a lot of charity events at the aquarium, okay, at Turner Field, when it was Turner Field. That's why I'm so, and want to be involved with the community.
Right,
Working there, it really showed me how, you're nothing without the community.
No, you're not. That's so very true.
So at the moment, I'm almost working 7 days a week now. So it's,
the beauty of being a business
owner.
Exactly.
It's so glamorous, you know?
Yes, it is very glamorous.
Food Network has cursed us because they're like, oh, it's such a great life or whatever. You know?
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, it is great for them because they just do the show.
Exactly.
And
they just taste stuff.
Exactly.
Like you guys, you know?
bam. All right. Chalk one up for Jose. That's all right. My turn's coming.
No, but right now it's, we are trying to get to the restaurant to the level where we want it to be. Because, like I said, there's still a lot of negative connotations to Tanner's, you know? And sometimes when you look at stuff that's been online, people are like, oh, Tanner's is horrible, Tanner's this and stuff. And it's people who actually haven't been there in a couple of years.
Exactly, that's the thing, yeah.
So I like to invite people and say, you know, if you haven't been in a couple of years, give us a try. Because my wife's and I philosophy is, if you don't leave unhappy. You know, if there's something that you don't like, you know, you're not going to pay a penny for it, and we'll get you something else that you like it. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely that mindset that we tell our servers this, we cannot let any guest leave unhappy or even semi-happy. They have to leave like,
that's
this
cool.
was, you know, we got our money's worth and we had a great meal, you know, so.
Well, again, the food is phenomenal. I mean, all of it. I've had several different items. The ribs, I go to pull the bone out and get a rib, and all I get is the bone. The meat's still right there because it just falls right off, man. It's phenomenal. And
it's a mess on the plate. It's like when you get to the table, it's like in five pieces, but I think that shows that it's like we can't even hold it together on the grill. You know, it's falling apart as soon as it gets on the plate.
And the people need to know that, look, you're still going to get great food at Tanner's, which, I mean, they've always been known for that. But you get great service. You get great personalities.
We're trying. We try, yes.
Yeah. Now, do you do any kind of specials, any particular days, or?
I know. We, Tanner's was always a chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It was Tanner's Rotisserie or something.
It was called Rotisserie Chicken, you know. So last year we took off that rotisserie thing. And we're starting, we want people to know that we also have fresh fish, you know, burgers. Burgers.
That's
actually,
why we're here. Tell them, man. Tell them.
No, actually, burgers. we came in second place in Best Burger in Sewanee last year.
I saw that, yeah.
And then next door, all the we were voted Best Burger in Sewanee just a few months ago.
Very good.
So it's people still come in and they don't think we serve burgers or think it's just a frozen patty, which it used to be, you know. But we have fresh Angus beef. And really the best ingredients on our burgers. So people do come here for our burgers now.
You're a chef, for crime's sakes. Of course you're not going to do a frozen burger.
Oh, I know, but people think, I mean, you know, people really think that it's still, when we came in, and not to bash anything, but when we came in, I want to say about 80, 90% of everything was pre-made. Mm. You know, it came in a bag or pre-cooked.
Right.
Right now, we're about 90% homemade. And that includes our desserts, too. I brought you some banana pudding.
Yeah, we saw the banana pudding, yes.
So I make all that. I make creme brulee. I make an apple crisp now. So more than half of our desserts are homemade, when before none of them were. And then 90% of everything we make now. There's only a few dressings now that we don't make, but everything else. We spend more time prepping than actually cooking.
Which,
so
hence
it's crazy.
Why you're there pretty much.
Exactly, exactly.
Mr. Mike, who is kind of sitting over here in a corner, I don't know if you had that mic on, but he has been there, and he can speak on behalf of Tanner's as well. Hi, Mike Sandler.
I was just thinking of some stories, Tom, about when I had my newborn many years ago. We used to go to Tanner's all the time. My newborn is now 23 years old, so that's as long as I've been a fan of Tanner's. I had not gone for several years until recently, started going back again, just rediscovered it, if you will, and I was really pleased to find out that with the new ownership, it would have been easy to come in and make the changes because of ego and, you know, I really want to do this, but you kept some of the signature things there as well. As a new owner, when you buy the franchise, I assume that some of those recipes are proprietary. You get to keep, I guess you get that comes with the restaurant. So the food, if you remember it being wonderful, it's still just as wonderful as it ever was.
Correct. There's like I said, there's about the lips, the fingers, and actually the big beans.
Mm-hmm.
We have not touched those.
Thank you.
More of the changes that we've made is how fresh we make stuff. Like for instance, they used to make macaroni and cheese for the week, you know, on Monday, you know, or mashed potatoes for the week as well. So we stopped that.
So in other words, when they did that, you didn't go there by Thursday or Friday.
You were getting right. And like I said, not to bash or anything, but
no, you're saying like it is.
But now, like sometimes the cooks hate me, but we make mac and cheese about 12 times a day now. We make mashed potatoes every day. We make you know, all these things fresher, and the guests really realize that.
Of course, you can
taste
it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just like, it's like leftovers, basically, is what you're, you know, what they were doing. They would mm-hmm. make it, you know, for the main meal on Monday, and then the rest was leftovers.
Correct.
That's not a restaurant.
No, it isn't, not at all.
I was really glad to see when I saw some of the other locations closing that there still is a Tanner's around. Mm-hmm. I think some people may not realize Tanner's in Suwanee there, Peachtree Industrial and Suwanee Dam Road.
Right.
You're right there. Are there any plans for you to grow, to expand?
We still have a lot of work to do here, you know, and I can't imagine right now, too, because I'm like, so my wife and I are here so much. But, you know, we're in our second year, which is usually the biggest hurdle for all new restaurants. You know, and even though Tanner's has been there, we still consider ourselves a new restaurant.
Yeah.
Because we have started and redone everything. But that, as long as my wife doesn't hear this, I'm planning to. But
hopefully she turned the radio off.
Well, but in the meantime, you got choicestoyou.com.
Absolutely.
Which is that. So wherever you live in the area, you can have the food come to you if you can't get there to that
yeah.
one location.
No, they've been a great – you guys have been a great partner for us. And,
thank you.
And we – I think we've grown our business because of you, so thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with mm-hmm. you guys. I mean, it really has. I mean, you guys – again, you know, the food is great. You know, being with – you know, interacting with you guys, okay? You know, there's certain restaurants that it's fantastic, and there's certain it's not so much. But your communication, that's one of the things I love about, you know, what Christine will do is when, if there's any changes or if your hours, if you're going to be, she's always on top of it,
yeah.
You know? And I say that because I've had restaurants where we go to send an order in and, you know.
They're closed.
Wow.
They've been closed for 2 hours.
Well, yeah, and it's like, oh, you might want to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just passed a very important note. It's a very important, yeah, and now I'm being shown a clock. Wow.
Time flew, huh?
Well, it's like having a kid over here.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to get his 2 cents in, but now he wants to go get to the food.
He's hungry, yeah.
I know. It's like, really? I'm sorry. Well, okay, real quick, website, which, and you mentioned that you guys are redoing
it. It is in the works right now, because right now we're only posting our menu at the moment,
mm-hmm.
because we took out the pre-existing website, but it's tannerstogo.com.
Okay.
And right now, like I said, just be patient with us. Well, that's another part of our renovation that we're doing. And then you can see, like us on Facebook at mm-hmm. Tanner's in Suwanee.
Okay.
And you'll get more information as far as specials and events and stuff like that.
Gotcha. And regular hours are?
We are Sunday through Thursday, 11 till 8:30. And Friday and Saturday, 11 till 9:30. Mondays, okay. We close at 3.
Mondays, you close at 3. Okay. Well, yeah, Mondays are a slow day.
It's our renovation day. So yes. That's when we start doing more work.
Twitter account?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
All right. So that's now.
I'm almost 50, so I don't know anything about.
Almost 50?
Right now, yeah.
I just turned 56. Nothing I'm going to refer. Okay, because I was totally reminded, and I mean, God, again, it's, you know, at least Trey's over there. Yeah, I know. What's the matter? Oh, you want me to hurry up?
There's only one thing left to do.
I guess, because, man, if I don't, they're going to start throwing stuff at me. It is time to shut up and eat.
Let's do it.